All right, here we go. Let's take a look and see. Good afternoon. I am by myself today. By myself. Oh, and what's up, buddy? What is going on? We're going to go over the latest shit that's hit the fan. Oh, we can hear you on the stream. We can. Well, that's good. That's good. Scotty, you jumping on here? You're more than welcome to. If you're there, we got four people. Just check in. Let me know you're here. Then we'll get we'll just run through this real quick and figure out what's going on here. Nah, I'm listening in the background. Gotcha. What's up, man? Kevin, how you doing? Good to see you. Good to see you. All right, well, we're just going to get into it here. Let's go. I'm going to read a report from Fandom Wire. 2024 is going to be a bad year for WWE. Janelle Grant's attorney has concerning news for Vince McMahon and John Laurinaitis. So, real quick summary. You can hear you in the stream. Yeah, I think you're supposed to hear me in the stream. Anyway, real quick summary. Former WWE employee Janelle Grant accused Vince McMahon and John Laurinaitis of sexual misconduct last month. I don't need to go into all the juicy details. You guys remember all that good stuff. MB, I thought you didn't mean to go live. No. Didn't. Absolutely going to go live real quick. I got no Ricky today. Ricky's got some family stuff he's doing. And maybe we'll see Scott at some point. And maybe we won't see Scott at some point. So, but I wanted to go ahead and knock this out here real quick. So, Grant's attorney stated in a new interview that her team was exploring other legal cases against McMahon and the WWE. Fans predict a troublesome year ahead for with lawsuits against the company. Okay. Vince McMahon has been a divisive figure even among the most ardent WWE fans. The business mogul earned his fame and wealth from the world's largest professional wrestling promotion. However, McMahon once again found himself in legal hot waters after a lawsuit filed by Janelle Grant. January 2024, allegations of sexual misconduct against Vince McMahon and WWE executive, John Laurinaitis came to light in recent comments. Ann Callis, the attorney of the accused Janelle Grant, has now made some shocking claims that are bound to have dire implications for the lawsuit against McMahon and Laurinaitis. So shit's about to hit the fan, boys. Basically, from what I'm reading, there are other people coming forward. There's going to be more stories, all kinds of goodies. And that we're about to, like I said, shit is about to hit the fan. We're about to get all kinds of cool stuff, not cool stuff, but more stories, from Janelle Grant's attorney. So last month, Janelle Grant filed a lawsuit against Vince McMahon and John Laurinaitis, accusing them of sexual misconduct. Grant was an employee at WWE Global Headquarters between 2019 2022. She alleged that she was abused, sexually exploited by the duo during her time with the company. In response, McMahon resigned from TKO and TKO, the parent company, the WWE, but denied the allegations levied against him and intended to defend himself. He plans to defend himself. In a new update regarding the lawsuit, Grant's attorney, Ann Callis, has made some shocking comments. During an interview with Ashley Bansfield from News Nation, Callis stated the following regarding the lawsuit. My office and its inbox have had a barrage of people wanting to come forward and attest about the culture and corruption and also possible victims. We're just beginning now to wade through it all, but we're frankly overwhelmed. Again, people are coming forward. I mean, we knew this was going to happen. People were going to I think people were scared of Vince in a lot of ways, and I believe that now that the door is, this is WWE's forbidden door. I think now that this forbidden door has opened, we're going to see a rush of people. We're going to probably hear from ex WWE employees. We're going to hear from, it's just going to be outrageous. Callous statement hints that Grant is not the only victim of this systematic corruption and abuse of power within WWE. Callous also added that her office had begun investigating other possible cases against the WWE and McMahon. She also spoke with Grant Grant's behalf, stating that she wanted to change the system of corruption in WWE by appealing the other victims, appealing to the other victims to come forward. Brock Lesnar appears he's not going back to WWE anytime soon. Fans react to Ann Callis' statement in a Potter lawsuit that affects the WWE. So Russell Ops basically broke this all down in a tweet. If you guys want to go check that out, I will probably go to our go to our Twitter page, Hardway Wrestling or Hardway Rass at Hardway Wrestling, and I will repost all these tweets from Russell Ops. They're all pretty good. It kind of just breaks everything down here in the last 4 hours. What is being said? So. Yeah, so that's basically our update right now. We don't have a ton of everyone. Okay, let's look at this. Everyone who worked for Vince will probably be gone. Ex-wrestlers will come forward as well. Yeah, that's true. Here's what I fear. If you're part of this, all this bullshit, you should absolutely be gone from the company. I think what I'm afraid is that guys, the people that I like that's been really good for the company are going to be gone also. Could be Shawn Michaels. Could be definitely Triple H. We could hear things about the dead man, Undertaker, that we didn't want to hear. So, I think that is the fear that I kind of have with this type of thing. I mean, we don't want WWE to be disrupted. We don't want our wrestling to be disrupted. This is definitely going to disrupt in some way, shape, or form. So more to come definitely here with this. We're going to keep you as things come out. I'm sure things are going to come out all weekend long. We are going to we are definitely going to find out and cover everything we can. I think jolly old Saint Nick will be on that list also. You know, Nick, I don't know. I don't know. Nick Khan definitely could be on that list. I mean, it could go as deep as I mean, we already know Brock Lesnar is on that list. Who else could be on that list? I mean, who would tell me who would shock you the most, right? If there was guys that came out on this list, who would like absolutely blow your fucking mind, just floor you? On who could be on this list. Just, you know, start rattling off some names, guys that, you know, one that comes to mind in particular would absolutely be The Undertaker. Owen, John Cena would be crazy. The only problem with that, and I'm not saying it's not possible. I mean, he was with, I guess it was Nikki Bella, right? He was with Nikki? Yeah, he's there because Bree's with Daniel Bryan. I wouldn't think John Cena because he's such a goody two shoes, in a lot of ways. So that would fucking blow my mind too. The one that comes to mind is The Undertaker, right? He's so close to McMahon. Him and McMahon were like a stick of thieves. He made Undertaker. Undertaker was really nothing until he came to the WWE. I know he's Mark Callis, or Mean Mark Callis, or whatever you want to call him. Back in the day, but he never really hit until he came to WWE. So, and again, his right-hand man, if you see Vince out in public, a lot of times you see Undertaker following behind or right near him. So, John Cena would definitely be one. So I guess we're going to wait to see what happens here. Michael Cole, Jerry Lawler, you know, it would not be surprising if Jerry Lawler was on this because he definitely liked the puppies. So Michael Cole, wow, that would be crazy. Michael Cole has even stated that he's, you know, he's on the road almost every day of the year and barely sees his wife, I think. So I mean, that would be crazy too if Michael Cole was on that list. Yeah, God, that would be crazy. That's actually a good one, Randy, Michael Cole. So anyway, we're going to keep you up to date moving forward. And, you know, if stuff comes up, we'll do some quick updates on Pizza Cutter News or whatever. So Stone Cold and The Rock would be crazy too. You know, we're going to find out. We are definitely going to find out here within the next, I'm sure it's going to be a month, at least a month before they unfold everything. I mean, it depends how antsy they get, right? They're going to want this thing to stick as quick as possible. Yes, we did. We talked about actually Henry. Hey, what's up? We actually talked about Johnny Ace last night, saying that he was the victim of Vince McMahon type of thing here. So, getting a call from Mike Nolan. Mike, if you're watching right now, you want to jump into the chat, just shoot me a message real quick, and I'll get you in here. Let me answer this, and maybe he will jump on. Maybe we'll get old Mike Nolan here. He seems to be a pretty good source on a lot of different things. Johnny Ace being a victim is ridiculous. Again, Johnny Ace is in big time trouble too. He doesn't have the money or the backing let's just check this real quick. Sorry about that, boys. So it wasn't about the Vince McMahon stuff. So actually Mike Nolan has got some insider stuff every once in a while. So I thought maybe we were going to get some good stuff from Mike. So I believe Johnny Ace, such a ridiculous thing, but you know, these guys, you watch what happens at all the rats from over the years. It's been Vince's guys, you know, and they're quiet now. Like, they're quiet now because some of them are quiet now because there's no reason to say anything. There's no reason to get involved unless they absolutely have to. But when the ship is sinking, the rats will run. The rats will run, and they will start. You'll hear them. So we're going to find out all kinds of stuff from Vince, especially if, you know, and you want Johnny Ace is probably the closest, as we know right now, the closest to this situation. So when the shit hits the fan or they want to cut a deal with Johnny Ace, you watch what happens. Johnny is going to sing, boys. Johnny is going to sing. So, all right, that's going to do it here for me real quick for a little update. Appreciate you guys, and a couple of you guys that jumped on here. We'll keep you updated. If you guys see anything that I don't, because I'm going to be a little out of pocket tonight. So if you guys see anything, please send me a message, let me know. And if I'll look into it. And if it's really relevant and good shit, I will get it up here. So appreciate you guys' time, and we'll see you next time. Oh, no Ricky to say it? I'll do it on the hard way.